back in the starting lineup, back in the back four, which led to a clean sheet as well. So a good night for you.
Yeah, I think we needed that clean sheet. It gave us a good base to work from. In the first half, we didn't have a great deal of the ball, but I think we were comfortable with that. They didn't really go anywhere, create anything. I think we need to be a little bit better on the ball in that first half. But second half, I thought we played really well. The game did open up a bit, which really suited us. I think they tried to put more bodies forward, and with the kind of football we play, counter-attacking style really suited the way we play. And we created a lot of good chances, just unfortunately weren't able to take them.
Yeah, not much luck from the set pieces as well. In fact, there was one occasion where I thought your first league goal for the club was going to come. You got one header that you didn't quite catch, as flush as you would have liked.
Yeah, probably should have scored. I thought I'd try and glance it to the far post, but in the wet conditions probably wasn't the right decision. Just needed a bit more contact. But I thought the delivery from the set plays from David Cottrell was really good this evening. He had a good game, and his delivery was very good for set plays. Unfortunately, again, we weren't able to convert.
The manager has stressed that you've been very unlucky in the last few weeks and that he wanted to rest you, and then things went quite well for Paul Robinson, so you must have been itching to get back in.
Of course, as a footballer, you always want to play. Obviously, I was disappointed to not be in the side. I have to respect the manager's decision, as I always have. But as a footballer, you want to be playing. And the team did brilliantly, as you said, and Paul played really well too. So certainly understand his decision, but as a player, I just want to be playing games.
And the healthy thing is now, you say, I've got the shirt, so go out and perform like that, and you and Michael at the heart of the defence keeping a clean sheet makes your point, doesn't it?
Of course, yeah. Look, it's not a competition within the group. There's always competition for places. We know that in every position, but it's about the team. And I think we all know that, and that's what's made us so successful since the new manager's come in.
You've lived through some extraordinary times at Birmingham City. You've seen highs and lows. This season, still, 25 points from 15 games is an extraordinary start.
It's been a good start to the season, and I think it shows that some of the results we've had when we thought we could have gone on and won games, and we've been really, really disappointed in the dressing room. I think it shows how far we've come and the ambition that we have as players and as a club.
There is a togetherness about this group as well. There's not a huge number of you. The match day 18 doesn't vary that much, but you do seem to be all on the same sheet.
Yeah, I suppose it's nice that people can see that from the outside, because we certainly feel that within our four walls, but a lot of times it doesn't always necessarily show. But I suppose the performances we've put in and the results we've gotten, it certainly is a testament to how close-knit of a group we have.
Just a quick thought about Fulham away on Saturday. Blues have seen a lot of Ross McCormack in recent years, and he often reserves some of his best performances for those matches.
Yeah, we know all about him. He's a good player. They've got other good players in their team as well who we'll be weary of. But at the same time, it's not about Fulham. It's about us and what we need to do to go and win that game, and that's what we'll be concentrating on.